This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. 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 Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number two get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Joining me now, my next guest wears many, many hats. He's a writer. He's a writer at ClashDaily.com, at SlowFacts.wordpress.com, at AmmoLand. He is a broadcaster. He is one of the hosts of the Polite Society podcast. Joined again, I think, for the first time since the evening show began, probably this year, by Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
It's great to talk with you again, Bill. It is the first time we've got to do it in the dark.
See, the Skype hookup always sounds so much better. Maybe I should require that. I don't know. That sounds like it's in stereo, like the old stereo hit, you know, the old stereo setup. One of the reasons I like Rob is Rob thinks. He thinks laterally, which is, he thinks calmly, and he's constantly circling, looking at something from all sides and everything. So whenever he writes a couple of things, it just make me think. And you hear a lot of his stuff all the time. I mean, you were kind enough to say, I take it, make it mine. No, I'm just reading it the way it was supposed to be read. So,
Well, you may read it the way it was supposed to be read, but that's not always the way I wrote it. So I appreciate the way you present it.
Okay. Well, one of the things we talked about that we want to talk about today, I did not know you were going to write a column about it. Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook, first of all, they're being a little evasive because there's a lot of people that think Obama called Zuckerberg and asked him to start putting the kibosh to it.
Notice that Josh Earnest, the spokesman for Barack.
You can say spokeshole.
I could. Well,
yes.
Wait till the end of the interview when I'm all juiced. Was specifically asked, hey, did you guys muscle Facebook? And his mouth went open and then his mouth closed. And he gave one of the classic, you know, spook answers. I can neither confirm nor deny our relationship. What's frightening to me isn't that they did or didn't, but how easily they could. And if Barack can do it, any president can do it. That should frighten all of us. Because look at where any large company, and Yahoo's been in this position. Yahoo was told, give us a back door so that we can read your emails, we can see things that are posted, things that are put up as incomplete documents on your online email account. And Yahoo said, wait. And the spook said, okay, the fines start at like $15 million a day, and they're going to double every other day. all of a sudden the company's going, we can be broke by the time we get a judge to tell us we're innocent.
This sort of reminds me, too, Facebook has been like a godsend in a lot of ways. It has solved a lot of marketing issues. It's solved a lot of communications issues. You could do like calls, a clarion call out there to your people that follow you or maybe friends with you, or maybe you have a show page or something and you can put the stuff out there. And it's evolved into this gigantic, behemoth platform. This reminds me of what happened to Hickok 45 when they took him down and then put him back up and then took him down again. Here's Hickok 45, 1.9 million subscribers.
Right.
He's making a six-figure salary just off of making video, just off of going, hey there, Hickok 45 here, just shooting a gun here today, like I do every time I do a video, and gosh, you guys love it and lap it up. When they pulled him down, if they had not let him back on, he had developed this dependence on a platform that was given and can be taken away, which
That's
is sort
right.
of like Facebook is now. So I've seen Gundrift Gun District
there
seems to look like it, but I mean, it's going to be years. That's if everybody goes over there right now today.
Right. Right.
So,
but watch. I mean, the issue, the way I see it, is that there were scores of government agencies. There's so many ways the feds could beat up Facebook for everything from moving secret documents overseas. Facebook has no idea what its users are putting out there. I suspect the government has a back door and wants to keep that door open because they're monitoring it. But here's Barack using it for political purposes. I suspect, after McAuliffe, Terry McAuliffe, governor of Virginia, met some very heavy political pressure in his own state from probably both sides of the aisle.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the very wealthy people that would rather take our guns and keep the poor people disarmed went back to Barack and said, hey, I thought you had this wired. Where are you Democrats? And Barack went, let's see, what can I do?
Now, see, I didn't think about that timing. I did not think about that
timing. Doesn't the timing fit?
It does fit. It does fit. And right. that especially, they took down some legitimate FFLs, too.
Well, you know what's ridiculous? They took down the Ruger 1022 users group. That's like a car club. Come on. This is not the assault weapon of choice by jihadis. Stop it.
I don't own one of those because I'm afraid that I might become... Everybody that owns one of those loves them and shoots them every chance they get. They shoot them all day, every day, and I'm afraid I'll become one of those people because they do all kinds of stuff with those things.
22 long rifle and a semi-auto Marlin or Ruger. Let's face it, that's gun crack. That's the gateway drug for new shooting.
Gun crack. All right.
Stop it. You get a 10-year-old neighbor. Hey, Bill, take your shooting. You're not putting a 44 Magnum in her hand. You're going right to the 22 long rifle, and game's over. You got him.
Yeah, game's over. Coming up on the first break, tell them how to find the Polite Society podcast.
We are at thepolitesocietypodcast.com. It rolls over to politics and guns because that's what we used to be called before we scared everybody with the word politics. Oh, my gosh. Come see us. We post once a week. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and all your podcatchers, just like you, Bill. You can get us.
Tis a lovely ensemble cast that does a very highly effective job. The fact that you and Paul listen to me is quite. It does. So it does. We'll be right back. My guest, Rob Morris. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If your answer to every failure of government is more government, you're like an alcoholic trying to drink yourself sober. Little meme put up on the Polite Society staff Facebook page that only a few of us are privy to. That's coming from my guest tonight, Rob Morse of the Polite Society podcast and the Slow Facts blog and Ammo Land and Clash Daily. The Clash Daily thing always stuns me, though, you know.
You question Doug's judgment that he'll have, you know, that he lets me put my stuff up there. Doug and
no,
I both
no.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, you seem like a Kwai Chang Kane kind of guy.
Okay.
Oh.
And then, of course, then there's Doug, who seems sort of like a John Gotti kind of guy. You know?
That's right. Take no
prisoner. And, you know, I guess the yin and yang works out pretty good.
You know, Doug inspires me. He does. Yeah. I mean, I don't. It's hard. Look, if you're going to go and argue with someone, arguing with a preacher, it's like arguing with a lawyer. You better come with your game on. Because he can express his point of view very well.
That's right. He's a preacher, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
See, it always throws me off when he's wearing the sunglasses with the 88 Magnum chomping a cigar.
Yeah, that's right.
So, anyway. I would be really interested in his take on that, which we discussed earlier today, the fallout over the meme, the republished meme by Ted Nugent.
You've seen it. Did you talk about it already for your listeners?
I opened up with it. The problem, you know, as far as the people that are on Facebook, and I'm not talking about people that write, I'm not talking about broadcasters, I'm just talking about people that follow things on Facebook. It's about split half and half, about the way I would expect it to be, because getting everybody to agree on one thing is nearly impossible. So I expected it to be split about half and half. It's the blogosphere that has come out so viciously against him, in most cases, that just has me scratching my head, because they, on any other moment, they will decry the political correctness. They'll get out there and just beat it to death, beep, beep. But then he comes out and does something that is, you know, I don't think it was the smartest thing to do. But at the same time, if you're not doing something wrong, you're probably not doing anything.
Did you check we're arguing about a graphic, which on Facebook is about 2 inches by 2 inches. It has 12 people's pictures on it.
Yeah.
It says, who's really behind gun control? It has a bunch of, and it's got little Israeli flags. They're all Jewish activists who oppose gun control. And I'm sure Ted is sitting, or who propose gun control, and Ted is sitting there going, are they nuts? After the Holocaust? Are they crazy? And really, that's absolutely, to my mind, benign. In little fine print, and you can barely read it, I had to blow the image up. It says some things that are not very nice. Ted is guilty, as we all have been on Facebook. I'll bet the money I have that he took that, copied that image, and never, you know, studied the fine print that said, for example,
while the little captions underneath the pictures.
Yeah. Nanny state troublemaker and Israeli agent.
Yeah.
All right. He grabbed the image from someplace else and didn't scrub it.
But a lot of people think that he put that stuff on there, too.
Nah. No.
See, they're laying that at his feet as well, the little captions and everything. The whole thing, though, I mean, you're a writer. Do you want to kowtow to what everybody thinks the polite thing to be? I mean, I know the polite society means that refers to the fact that everybody's armed, so everybody treats everybody well, because there's this chance that if you don't, you're going to get perforated, right? Mutual destruction is guaranteed in a polite society. So, looking at that from that kind of viewpoint, do you look at this? Have you looked at all of the blowback he's getting?
I've looked at some of it. I'm looking at the lists of it right now on Reason.com. And, you know, the Anti-Defamation League has come out. All kinds of people have come out against him. But you know what I think this is? If you and I happened to be at a meeting when Barack Obama was there, and we shouted something rude, we might get noticed. I think these are people struggling for their 15 seconds of fame. I'm sorry. I don't think Ted is a bigot. I think he's got a very strong political point of view, and he expresses it loudly and forcefully. Everything else is people trying to get clicks.
Well, you know, what was it? I saw this saying one time. The truth isn't racist, and something else isn't hate. And I can't remember what the second part is. Facts are not hate.
Facts are not hate, right?
And that part of it holds true for me in every situation. And if there are people out there, and as far as I'm concerned, you know how I feel. Everybody's just a silhouette. I don't care what label they want to hang on themselves. But if they're out there and they're coming from a segment of society where I would think they would never, ever even allow that to happen again, and they're pushing for it, I got to ask why.
Well, okay. Like Ted Nugent, let's take him at his word. He goes, it's offensive to me that Jews were slaughtered and didn't fight back. That's what he said when asked. Take him at his word. When I talk to Jews, like the head of JPFO, Jews
right.
for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership,
right?
The guy flat out says, yes, we have this cultural clash in Judaism. We're a strong, strong believer in rule following. I mean, think of it. Judaic law. We obey the rules. The rules tell us to go fight things out in a legalistic sense. For them to be armed is for them to learn something new for their culture. That's what JPFO is doing, trying to educate that culture.
I'll have to. Okay. I haven't. Well, we'll have to cut. We're coming up on the next break. So, real quick, where can they find some of the stuff that you write on a daily basis?
I'm at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I'm also at Ammoland. They're a great aggregator for all sorts of things for the self-defense, the hunting community, and the self-defense gun rights community as well.
It's amazing to me the big three there at Ammoland. I consider you, Dean Weingarten, and John Farnham to be the big three, because you three are actually the most prolific and seem to actually like to write and throw stuff up there.
Well, I wouldn't put myself in the same class as John, but thank you very much. This is our passion.
Well, I understand that. And what you got to understand as a writer, it's very nice of you to be humble and everything, but the people that put you in the same class as John are the people that are reading you like me, pal.
Don't argue with my readers. Good
point. Don't argue with your readers, anyway. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, now I'm mad. I'm still on the Polite Society staff Facebook page, and even though Hillary Clinton got stomped into the mud, she got more delegates anyway. Now I'm mad. I'm going to try not to be completely irrational. I was pegging that time, I'm sure. I'm almost certain of it. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I do every day. I talk to them today. I've got an OSL coming. It's going to be lovely. I can't wait for it to get here. Ben, did I peg coming back in there? Were you sitting there when that happened? Did I hurt you? Okay. I thought I might have pegged there when we was coming back in because I was raising my voice. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. Okay. I thought this particular article was, I've been talking about it a lot. It's interesting that it is really beginning to hit. I mean, even the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership have been talking about this. The name of your article, which was genius, was Unarmed and Afraid in a Gun-Free Zone.
That's right.
And you heard me talk. You heard me talk about the roost, and I'm sure that, so let's talk about this. I'm waiting to see a law pass somewhere where they actually have to assume liability. Are you sort of thinking that's going to happen?
I am, and I think that's the case in Kansas. I have to double check.
Kansas wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
Kansas wouldn't surprise
me. Oddly enough, Kansas is, we think of Arizona as being, actually, we think of Texas, if not Arizona, often wins for their firearms freedom. But Kansas has got some great laws that say, Sure, go ahead. Put up that plastic sign.
Kansas.
You better have insurance when you do it.
Kansas is so renegade compared to the rest of the governors out there. When Holder was still attorney general, he sent Brownback, the governor, and the secretary of state of Kansas a letter threatening them that you're not going to be allowed to do this. You understand, right? You know, and you know, that's pretty funny to me, man. I got to tell you, I wish Brownback had been.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say,
Eric? Bring it.
well, let's
go another step. You go up. Wait a minute. Just the other day, didn't we have a defensive gun use in a barber shop where the barber and one of the customers stopped mass murder?
Yeah, and not only that, but they stopped it. They didn't have a shot immediately, and they had discipline. They waited till they had a shot.
Yes.
And then they dealt with them, and they didn't hit. It was full of people, and they only hit the bad guys.
Yeah, it was like a Mumbai situation. I mean, can you imagine all those people? Because once the criminals start yelling and screaming, and people start crying, they're moving all over. Ugh, talk about chaos! They did a great job, but what? We're going to prevent that with a half millimeter thick plastic sign. I'm sorry, a barber shop is never going to have metal detectors. It's never going to have turnstiles that you go through and X-ray detectors to scan bags. What? A plastic sign? But in crazy places like Chicago, where you could say, by the way, we'll take away your health permit unless you do what the mayor wants, then they put up the sign. They create more victim zones. And when you look where the crime happens in Chicago, it's where the thugs, where the criminals, I guess I shouldn't be pejorative yet, where the criminals can find disarmed victims. It makes you and I sick, and it's got to infuriate our listeners as much as it does us.
Yes. The one of the things I like about your article, though, is you compare gun carrying to knowing first aid and having a kit on you.
Right.
That was the genius of it, and it reminded me of what Mike Pitts did here in South Carolina when he got out here and said, "Hey, I think all the journalists need to be vetted and licensed and stuff, and we got to do background checks on them too." That kind of overlay when somebody like you does that is. It defies, it challenges what should simply be common sense. It's so blatant and so stark. And that's why I like good writers, I guess.
Bill, you and I want to arm our listeners with great arguments. You know, they're at a gathering this weekend, and someone says, gosh, the whole world should be a gun-free zone, and they go, wait a minute, you know, we have a first aid kit in the car. We all want to be first responders to save lives. Why is a firearm any different? You and I are barely going to convince a few people in the United States, but our listeners can convince millions.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an ongoing effort, but it, you know, if they will do it, they can convince millions, right? That's the thing.
Right, right. Well, and so we compare owning a gun to learning CPR and you know, learning water rescue. What? We have a lifeguard-free zone because unsafe swimming is dangerous?
Yeah. See, it's like... that's like one of these... I watch occasionally, I'll see a cinematographer that really knows what he's doing, and he puts together the starkest shot you can imagine, and it's, you're just staring at it, and it seems so innocuous, except when you're done looking at it, you can remember every bit of it, because it did that burning into your memory, and that kind of stark reality, I don't know how a gun grabber would actually combat that. And it's one of those moments where I could quite easily see them. I was on with Tom Hartman once. Do you know who Tom Hartman is?
I don't.
Tom Hartman is the only top 10 ranked liberal talk show radio host in the United
Interesting.
States. Interesting. And I was on with him, and this was when he was doing one of these things where he was saying the Republicans were stopping the CDC from doing gun research, gun violence research. Except this had come right after Obama. Obama did that as part of his 2013 executive actions, where he had 21 or 22, I think that was number 16 or 17. Right. So I let him do the whole preamble about how they wouldn't let him do it, and we didn't know what was going on, and nobody knew how to do this and anything. And then I let him ask me the question, and I said, well, what about the one that you guys got last year after Obama asked for it in his executive order number 17 that was published in June of 2013? Silence.
Right.
And then he wanted, I hit him so hard, so softly, but so hard. Then we had to go into this thing where people that were open carrying in Michigan, because apparently he knows people in Michigan. His next question was, why do people have to open carry and what are they compensating for? Is it, they're compensating for something sexually is what he's leading out to.
I know.
So I love those moments. I love them. Love them with all of my black little heart.
But that's another perfect example, Bill. You didn't change Tom's mind.
No.
But you changed his audience.
Yeah.
There you go.
Coming up on the last break, my guest is Rob Morse, Life Society Podcast, Slow Facts Blog, Ammoland, ClashDaily.com. This is Lock and Load.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frozloop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. That is excellent advice, even if I do say so myself. So you got to do the commentary about the product and then do the commentary on the commentary. Tell Paul that's a free lesson for you guys.
That's a
free lesson. Do the commentary, then the commentary on the commentary, but stop it there because then it becomes really redundant. Joining me again from the Polite Society podcast is Rob Morris. Now, I don't remember if we said we were going to do this, but I thought of some things since we talked that I think I want to say to you now so for you to consider. Because
let's go for it.
Rob is considering a separate podcast about self-defense. And he wrote an excellent article on January the 27th called Armed Self-Defense for January of 2016. The reason I think you should go do the podcast about self-defense, Rob, is because you list the stories of the self-defense that occurred, and you tell the story, which is, a good storyteller can engage somebody, you know, reading to them a Chinese restaurant menu. And the thing about pointing out, and now self-defense, it is estimated by people like Gary Clegg, and Gaius, and John Lott, and even the CDC that got into it in June 2013. We're figuring, 2,000 to 6,500 times a day somebody's defending themselves with a gun.
Right.
Right? Now the people out there are constantly being assailed by the gun grabbers, being told, ladies, if you have a gun, they're just going to take it from you and beat you with it and then shoot you with it. And this is where I think the value of your telling the stories in your podcast about self-defense would be quite good. Let's see.
We got a call coming in here in the last segment. Is that for us there, Ben? We'll find out here in a minute. I think that would be a splendid idea, though.
Well, I can't claim to be original with it. We are taught in parables every Sunday.
Right.
And, again, if I can convince someone to get a gun, someone who has one to carry, someone who has the permit to carry more often, that's how we can win. And those aren't big steps. Wait a minute. But before we go there, tell me that you're registered to vote.
I am.
Good. Good. That's the first step to taking back our rights.
So I guess that wasn't a call for us, Ben. Well, do I need to, like, deepen my voice? I haven't heard Joy Brown in a long time, but, I mean, do I sound anything like her? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Anyway, the thing about registering to vote, which I think I know where you're going with this, I know that there's two ways to fight ideological combat. One is the peaceful, nice way, which would be through the ballot box. It doesn't end there because you have to stay on these politicians like white on rice for the entirety of their career to get them to do the right thing. But it begins there. And then the other part would be, of course, you know, gearing up and revolution. But everybody that wants that, most of them don't even know what they're talking about, in my opinion. They have no idea what ground combat is, how much fun it really can be. So I don't agree with that principle thing. I mean, the principle, the election thing for me is the same thing as the Ted Nugent slight against him. Ted and I, which I get along very well with him, and I offered my show to his people today. Called him up, I got him on the phone, and they said yes. So later on down the road, he will be coming on. And I will still be behind him. I'll back him for the rest of my life. Simply because at the end of the day, me and him, if we're fighting the ideological war, we're facing the same way outward. We're looking at the same bad people.
That's right.
So I think you doing, I think if anybody were going to get out there, I do self, I mean, I did this article. I did this article on the show. And but the storytelling part of it is the clincher. That's the clincher.
And you know what I think the storytelling part is? I think I've read one or two examples. They happen. They're very, very rare. Where, you know, thief makes a really bad decision, tries to assault a gun ninja. Story ends as we expected, news at 11.
Yeah.
I wrote about something where a 71-year-old grandma, all of 5 foot 1 inch tall, defends herself from a nut who says, "I'm going to beat you up and take your car." She's a convenience store owner opening up a place at 5 a.m. This isn't, you know, a bouncer in some dive at 2 a.m. And she goes, "Oh, yeah, that would be bad. Here, let me give you my keys." And she grabs a gun behind the counter. It's people just like you and me, just like our neighbors, who are defending themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I read one that I've been waiting to see. Is this one with the 65-year-old? I saw one where somebody came up and he walked up to the old woman and said, "Give me everything you got." And she started by giving him all of her bullets.
Oh.
did you see that one? I mean, the way that one was worded, I mean, I don't know if that was a intended thing. I just thought that one, those couple of sentences were genius. But I think you should go ahead and do that. And I know that you got to line up some instructors and everything else. I would go ahead and do that. I think that would be a splendid idea because you can throw those examples out there as a counter to all of the misinformation they get all the time about a gun in the house means you're 47 times more likely to commit suicide with a gun. Which, it, you know, that's common sense. If you're going to shoot yourself, you have to have a gun.
Well, and,
but they're saying,
didn't you just talk about the Washington state law enforcement officer who said, "I don't like to the thought of if we confiscate a gun having to sell it because it puts another gun on the street." And I go, "What, you're going to send your officers out disarmed?
Yeah.
Stop it."
Yeah.
just, it's embarrassing.
Well, you know, I'm still waiting on Obama to get out there and do the math where he says, you know, well, you know, most of the time law enforcement gets killed with their own guns, so let's start with them with the smart guns. And let's see how well they like that part of it.
Exactly.
Not all cops are that way. Not all the cops are that way. I mean, Washington State and KBDB, I know you're listening out there. Lots of confused people in Washington State. Lots of them. Lots of them.
Well, once you get out of Seattle and Tacoma, it smartens up. It wises up pretty quick.
Wasn't it Washington State? Was it Seattle where they decided they were going to add a tax to everything in the city limits?
They established a tax on gun stores.
Yeah.
Just before that, they'd added the minimum wage to $15, and all the fast food eateries and pizzerias just moved out of the city.
Well, yeah. They're just, doesn't that sort of destroy their tax base? Aren't they going to wake up in a few months and be like sort of going out of business?
Well, I don't think they care when it comes to gun stores. It's really a cultural pogrom, a cultural cleansing.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're not just doing it to them. I mean, the minimum wage thing hits everybody.
Hits everybody, yeah. There were these little eclectic magazine and comic book stores in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and they did the same thing, and they go, I got to leave. I got to, what, you just sent me to Oakland. Dang you. Oops.
I tell you. Before I run out of time, real quick, how do they find you?
I'm at thepolitesocietypodcast.com. I'm at Amoland, at Clash Daily, and my blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com.
Thank you very much for joining me tonight, sir. That was outstanding.
We'll do it again.
Roger that. Tween, we're going to do this again in about 21 hours, me and you. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.